You're ready.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the June 9th Select Board Meeting. Would you all join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. With the board's approval, I'd like to just move one item on the agenda. Boyd requested that we do the robotics championship announcement up front.
So we have some special guests here tonight. We have Catherine and Mark Sangelo with the Lancers Robotics Team 2701F, also known as the Duckies. They just got back from Dallas, Texas, where they represented our school in the World Championship Robotic Competition down there. It's quite an honor that they brought back to Candia to compete with teams from all over the world in this robotics championship. And Catherine's going to explain how you got to where you did and introduce members of your team.
Okay, all right. We got a little presentation prepared.
All right.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So you're...
In the middle, which way do you face?
Face with it.
Should we stand here?
And just have a seat in the front row.
Can you? Yeah, stand here.
Yeah.
Okay, stand here.
That's perfect. There we go.
Just don't kick the owl.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, so I'm Catherine Sangelo. This is my husband, Mark Sangelo. We coach the team here at the Henry W. Moore School. This is... I'm nervous.
Just say your name.
Yeah, say your name.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, we're 2701F, the Duckies. I'm Hunter, that's Joe, that's Henry, and that's Olivia. So, do you want to keep
Yes, okay. And they have a short presentation prepared for you. And they're going to roll with that.
So yeah, we're 2701F, the Duckies. I already introduced us. But so we're all in eighth grade. We're all graduating this year, and this is all our third year on the team, our third and final year on the team. So yeah, every year we start our seasons in October, go till March, or if a team goes to Worlds, then you go until May, which we did. Then practice, we have it twice a week, and we have tournaments sometimes on the weekends where we go all over New Hampshire, sometimes even up to Vermont, where we played some teams from Canada. So, Joe, do you want to talk about the game that we had to play with our robot?
This year's game was called Rapid Relay. The goal was to work with your team on a 6x8 field. It was two teams competing together to score the most points possible, and they used this ball to shoot it into these goals here. There's three ways of scoring. You could shoot it and score. You could knock down these little blue pins right here. I know it's hard to see. Or you could pass the ball from robot to robot. A pass could be in the air or it could be rolled. So these little blue pins, if you knock one down, then each pass that you make is now worth more than the previous pass.
This is our robot, or was it a robot? We have this intake here, which was used to grab balls off the ground and load it into our robot. And then we have the catapult here, which can be pulled back and then shot so that we can make it into the upper goal. And then we have this outtake in the back, which could roll and then roll it into the bottom goal. And we also have these aligners here, so that we could, if we went up at an angle to the goal, they would align us straight, because we have army wheels, which have rollers that go sideways.
So, basically, throughout the year, we competed against 70 teams in New Hampshire. Then we qualified for the state championship, which was 40 teams. Then we won the Teamwork Champion Award, which qualified us for the VEX World. Worlds was a three-day event. It was May 12th through May 14th in Dallas, Texas. Over 400 teams competed from around the world. We collaborated with teams from China, Canada, South Korea, United Kingdom, Ghana, and several teams from the U.S. As you can see on here, the teams that were able to, in their free time, signed the board from all around the world.
Nice.
Cool. So, yeah. So, every day at Worlds, we get there, and then... bright and early, we walk from our hotel in the morning, and then they have this big convention hall, like the biggest hall I've ever seen. And then you got to walk through, find your teams, then strategize with them, And then you practice, then you go do your matches. Some go better than others. Hopefully they all go good. But then we doubled our skill score, which is when you get to drive your robot independently without another robot. See how many points you can score. So we doubled that score, which our coach was very happy about. And then we went around, we collected pins, bracelets. I actually have a bag that I filled up with pins because we got to collect so many from so many different countries. And yeah, so it was just a great honor to go represent our little town on that big world scale with all those other countries. So many, like, from so many different countries all inside the map. And yeah, we just had a great trip. It was so much fun. And yeah, thank you for having us. I have some thank you cards right here if you guys want them.
Oh, absolutely.
And do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Did you make the robot? Did you build that yourself?
So we get, they call it, it's like a little kit. And then...
you make modifications.
Yeah, so you get, so it's these plastic pieces and then some motors and like a brain where you plug everything into that connects to the controller. And you just gotta put it together in the best way possible. You get elastic bands. So like it's not like you're building it from like nothing,
right.
But it's still, you gotta think the idea, then find a way to make it work.
Did cool. You program it?
Yeah, so we program it. It's so you can program it for autonomous, so you can just have it like program and do actions by itself. And there's also just like linking up all the motors to each other, getting them to do certain things. You can make certain buttons, do different actions, lots of stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
It's impressive. Wash my dishes.
I'm still trying.
Yeah, really get that.
We would have had the robot today, but we've had to take it to the end of the year. They're graduating next Monday, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so we had to take it all apart. So that's why we brought the pictures.
Oh,
in
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Because it wouldn't wash the dish as well.
Very impressive.
Left lots of little bits.
Well, I'm impressed. This is amazing. Wow. Congratulations.
Eighth year that the teams existed here at Henry Moore School.
Really?
And the fourth team to go to Worlds.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
And these guys have been on the team for 3 years, and they've been just fabulous and really fun to take them to Worlds. It was really fun.
Now, is there opportunities in your freshman year of school to continue?
So yeah, they have, it's a V5, right? Yeah, so it's a high school version of it, where instead of just working with one person, so you still work with someone, but you go head-to-head against another team too, and on a much bigger field, and then it's also all metal parts that you can, like, screw in, and then they're, like, these very rugged metal parts, these big motors that do it. So it's just basically like a supersized version of the middle school competition.
So you must be excited about the next level.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations. Awesome. Thank you, Catherine.
Right. Thank you guys do a great job.
We have a team coming up.
Another team coming up?
Yeah?
For next year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have six. It's for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be going to Worlds again next year. We'll see.
Is it all different places, the Worlds? I mean, or is it always in Texas?
No, it'll be in St. Louis, Missouri next year. Okay. And it was in Louisville, Kentucky a few years ago. Oh, so they move every few years.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. That's impressive.
Thank you guys for coming
through. Just telling you, school's a good time.
Sorry, I skipped over roll call.
Oh,
whoops.
Stephanie.
Sue?
Boyd. Brian?
Pat.
Okay. Approval of minutes, May 12th.
I move the minutes from May 12th be accepted as presented.
Second that.
Any questions or changes? Seeing none, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Departmental reports. Highway.
All right. It was a relatively light week, last month. So we did some more North Road tree cutting and limbing in preparation for the road work that we're going to be starting the second week of August down on North Road. We completed spring grading. We did shoulder work on Lane Road. We began our yearly roadside mowing, and then we did patching as always. I did want to just let everybody know, so we are going to be starting the resurfacing of Old Candia Road the week of the 23rd of this month of June. So anybody that's listening, just that week, we will have officers on detail and everything for traffic control, but just seek alternate routes if you can, because it is a pretty busy road and it is going to, there more than likely will be delays. So that's going to be the week of the 23rd.
June. Hopefully there'll be no accidents on 101, Chad, right? Because then they all divert to you.
Other than that, I'll take any questions that you guys have.
I have one. We still got brush cutting and canopy on the plans this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, once we get done with North Road, just because that's kind of the focus to get ready for the road work, there are a couple other spots around town that we are planning on getting.
I have a question. Is it, are we able to spread some of that work out so some other people around the town get some of that? Like,
what do you mean?
Trimming the brush. Other people who do it, or is it just a certain crew?
I guess I'm confused of what you're talking
about. Who does it trimming?
So we have Bo Cooper do of our tree work. Bo Cooper's done the tree work in town for quite
good,
some
time. Good, that's good. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Anybody else? Thank you. Police.
All right. We've had a pretty busy month between training and things going on. The police recruits have made it through 5 weeks of training up to this point. They're all doing a great job. 11 more weeks to go before they're out. Consists of driving, firearms, law, you name it, getting yelled at, having that old fun like that part of it. So that's good. They're doing well. I'm proud of them. We've done some police online training, some case studies, gone over real videos to help the officers come up with situations that they may encounter. We sent Officer Grenier to a field training school, so when the new officers come back, they'll actually have certified field training officers taking them around, which is good. Officer Schaefer attended CISM training, which is training critical incident stress management. It helps with first responders, and if we have like a very volatile call, like there's peer support and things like that, so that's good training for her. She also attended, you'll see, Juvenile Justice Jeopardy. The thought here is to help it get involved in the school. It's a Jeopardy game that links the 8th and 7th graders with police and the fun way to do it. DCYF was putting on that training for free, and Officer Schaefer wanted to go to it, so I sent her to it. That's pretty good. We did department firearms qualifications. We're still working through the accreditation program. I also attended Project Safeguard. Are you guys aware what Project Safeguard is? Project Safeguard partnered with the school here and Raymond Youth Coalition for Youth. And every year they do a program for the 7th and 8th graders. They go there, they learn about leadership, they learn about, you know, don't do drugs, what's in energy drinks. It's like a whole day event for them. And I had the opportunity and the honor to go there and be their guest speaker. So
that's a
really good program. You can see that we had 25 incidents with ACO breakdowns, 13 loose dogs, 7 wild animals, and 5 complaints. Those complaints we're dealing with. They're ongoing investigations. I'm sure you've seen some of the hype on social media, and we're taking care of it. So, pending investigations on that. We made 6 arrests this month. You can see what those were for. You see our breakdown of calls for service. We had 633 calls for service this month, a little smaller than last month, but seems about consistent. With the vehicles, nothing major with the vehicles. You can see where we're at in mileage. I haven't had any big problems with them, so we're running strong and getting the maintenance that they need. And another thing that was brought to my attention, so what we've been doing is we're putting safety spotlight out on the town page, and generally I'll try to find something that is kind of people are coming in about. And the newest and greatest one is a text message from the Department of Motor Vehicles saying that you went through the tolls and you owe a lot of money. Do not click on it. Do not pay anything. That's not how it's done. You know, scams like this, they're called phishing scams for a reason. People try to basically throw the fishing line out there. They hook you. They make you think, oh, I owe $5,000. And then they get the money and they run. Very difficult for them to be proven. However, remember, like anything like that, you can go directly to, you know, EasyPass and talk to them. Don't let a text message come across your phone and think that that's the end all be all, right? Like, same thing with the IRS. You're going to get a letter. You're going to call. You're going to have validations, things like that. If anybody in town ends up becoming a victim of these scams and they lose money, please come in and report it. That way there, we can go forward. There's a site called ic3.gov. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
ic3.gov is FBI does it. You can see all the constant scams that are going on there. But if you have something like this that pops up and you do a little report, they start to follow up with it. They have the beauty of jurisdiction of everywhere, right? Vice, Candia, we only have the jurisdiction in Candia, you know, so on and so forth for each town. So that's a little scam that's popping up. I literally just got a text today on my phone for the same thing.
Me too.
So
yep.
It's going around
like
hot fire. It started in New York, I believe, so I saw that on the news. So just something to think about. Any questions like that, feel free to call in. The officers will talk to you. We'll walk you through it.
When you say IC3, is it IC?
IC3.
Like C as in Charlie?
Yep, IC as in Charlie, 3.gov.
Okay.
That will kind of bring you up to speed on the scams that are out there. Some are more elaborate than others. But people try to find a way to victimize people, you know, and get money real quick. And things like when someone tells you, hey, go get a Green Dot card and just pay this real fast, you can be out $10,000 real quick, and it's very tough to track, right? So when in doubt, stop what you're doing, call us, ask us about it. We'll even help you figure out if it's a true scam or not, you know, like if it's real or not. So sometimes that's the best way to do it. So when in doubt, don't do anything. Make a phone call and talk to us.
Do you ever get any complaints about people that call up and ask you to support the PD? Not necessarily this here, but like they'll
be
saying.
Yeah, so there's other things like that, those 501Cs you're talking about stuff. Yeah. People don't generally call in, but like you'll get the sheriff's office or something like that. Those are scams too.
Right.
You know, police department, we're not going to call around and ask for money. You know, police associations might. They're 501Cs, but it's not going to be the chief of police of Candia calling to get your support, right?
Right.
We have the support of the town, and we don't do that.
I bet I get at least a couple, three times a year.
You'll notice it's the same voice all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, they sound
like,
official.
No, thank you. Hang up and call it good. Yeah. You know, you don't even have to waste your time with that.
I usually just hang up on them. Yeah.
I have not got an answer on those LED stop signs yet.
No.
For okay, I'm still working on that. So
good.
When I do, I'll put out an email.
Well, we passed spring, so maybe it's a summer day.
I think it was the summer, if I remember them talking about it. It was supposed to happen around then. Patton Hill Road, I also received a complaint on about cars speeding through there. I don't know if people understand that. Do you guys all know what a yellow speed limit sign means?
Suggestion.
It's an advisory sign, right? It kind of is. And I just wanted to bring this up. We're definitely down on Patton Hill trying to control some of the people that are going through there. But when you have a yellow sign and it's an advisory sign, it's advising you that the road is windy and hilly and dangerous. And engineers, smarter than me, that develop that road go, hey, maybe you should go through at 20 miles an hour, right? So we all know that section of Patton Hill. One thing I was down there for the speed, I noticed there was a lot of overbrush coming in. And while I was sitting in there, I saw, like, you know, people walking and biking, and they're, like, coming up to the road, and they're looking past the trees. So we got the trees cut back a little bit to kind of help with that. Just remember, like, the regulatory signs you got to follow are the white and black ones. right? So if it's 35, you go 35. If it's an advisory sign, it tells you go 20, go 20. It's for your safety and the people that are in that. We can enforce, like, you know, going beyond a prudent speed, but like if someone's going through at 30 and they're controlled, there's not much I can do unless they're being reckless. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to highlight that for the people that are listening and stuff like that. But we're definitely down on Patton Hill, you know, trying to watch the speed there. And I know it's tough, especially when someone sees a 20 mile an hour sign. If it is yellow, it's an advisory sign. So just wanted to kind of highlight that.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else got anything? Chief? No. Thank you. Fire.
Fire. I have Dean's report here. It says regular truck and building maintenance. Crew training for house burn and EMS training. The house burn was this past Saturday, and a kind select woman informed me there was about 35 that we had for training from various towns, Candia, Auburn, Hooksett. I didn't get to see it, but I heard it went well. Well, I did see the pictures online, and they were awesome. I did see the pictures online. Okay, we had for EMS 31 incidents, fire 6 for a total of 37 incidents. Mutual aid, it says 8 given. What is mutual, like, what is that?
Helping other communities. Town.
Another town, okay.
Providing mutual aid.
So that would be for the ambulance. Well, it could be
it
either.
Could be the truck.
Could be either.
Accident.
Our average time for an EMS call was 7 minutes 32 seconds.
That's pretty good.
And for fire was 9 minutes 40 seconds. Let's see here. And then it says here, station 1 EMS 2.58. Is that the time it takes somebody to get there and get the lights out from the first call?
I don't know.
It does say average turnout time. So I think from when they get the call to when they leave. That was 2.58 minutes, and fire was 5.40 minutes. Average time on scene, 22 minutes, 15 seconds. Then we had one building fire, 28 EMS calls excluding vehicle accident with injury, one motor vehicle accident with injury, one motor vehicle accident with no injuries. We had one that had to be rescued. Is that, like, did they have to use the jaws of life on that? I don't know the detail on that one. Water problem other was one. And three were canceled en route for dispatch. And then one accidental fire detector.
Good. Anybody have any questions for fire?
Oh, I did find out from last meeting, I was tasked with finding out from the building inspector who reviews the plans. We had a fire plan submitted.
Yeah, suggesting that we have somebody that's certified to.
Did talk to Dean, and he said he's the one.
Okay.
So I'm thinking when we hire a new building inspector, maybe they can both be in a meeting, and, you know, so we all know what the expectations are from the get-go.
Yep. Sounds good. Anybody got anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Building department. Yeah, I know. You don't need an official report.
I didn't do a report.
It's all right.
Give us so we're in the process of hiring a new building inspector, and hopefully we've got some interviews that'll be happening this week. There's been lots of permits that have been going out, lots of everything. So everything is under control. That's all I can tell you.
Indeed.
Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
That's my favorite part.
Solid waste.
Solid waste, May 2025. We sent out 121 ton of solid waste, and we recycled 13.77 ton of recyclables. The revenue looks a little better than it did last year at this time. This time we're up about $7,000. 2025 revenue year to date is about $32,000. And I think the townwide roadside cleanup project's winding down. We haven't seen many blue bags come in with all that stuff people pick up along the highway, but they can still do it if they want to.
Where are the bags located? At the recycling?
Here or down the recycling, right?
Some here, some at the library, and some at the recycling center.
Good. Anybody got any questions for Boyd on that?
The budget committee wanted to have a meeting with the treasurer and the trustees and who was the other one? Oh, Tamara. So like the financial people.
Yep.
Not sure what's happened. It's not going to happen. But they have a list of questions that they had that they wanted to know about. So I will leave them, we can probably post them to the web, and I'll leave them in your boxes so you can see what they're interested in. They want information.
Okay.
They want to know what's going on. They want to understand the budget. It's really encouraging.
That wasn't going to happen to get together?
Lynn just said it wasn't necessary for them to attend, that they could, you know, that Tim
just respond to the question.
Yeah, she answered one of the big questions, and then the other ones
were. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. The only thing I had with the planning board was we are working on some of the fee structures. We discussed that pretty heavily. Fee structures.
Oh, okay.
And the HOP grant is still ongoing. It's a little bit behind schedule, but it's still in the process. And I guess if anything else major comes up, I'll share that at the next meeting.
They were talking about the town-owned property. Was that last Wednesday?
That was, yeah.
How'd that go?
And that wound up down to 6 pieces of property
That's
available to dispose of.
Are we going to, or are we not going to?
Boyd has that company doing a report.
Yeah, it's
right?
back to Boyd and that company to
But does that gentleman want to spend time to do that? Does a gentleman want to spend time to do that?
He's going to come to our next meeting.
Oh, he is, okay.
Yeah. They're down to 7 properties there, right?
Oh, you got one more?
Yeah. Well, we started with 19. Mm. We excluded 12. So that's 7. It's roughly about that number.
Yeah. None of them are huge parcels. Mm. I mean,
I didn't know if financially it would be worth his
question.
It is their decision, but
he did indicate he says they've sold properties for $100 and $100,000, so it doesn't necessarily matter on the size, but a lot of it has to do with the location and who abuts it.
But David Labby, he's on the planning board, he was very helpful. He identified and documented why the conservation properties are exempt from the sale.
Yeah, by
but he also
by
found
the town about, vote. Yeah.
He also found about 4 other properties that he claims belong to the town. They're on Avatar that wasn't on our
list.
And I've asked Steve to help me identify whether we own them or not and how we got them. And maybe
are they old ones, Steve? You don't know yet? Okay.
Boyd asked me today.
I just talked to him today.
I haven't had a chance to look into it.
You've had all day.
He asked me at about 4:15.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll give a little grace on that.
Good.
So the auctioneers are helping us identify these properties that we were unable to identify and didn't show up in the town report. And they found a couple, and so did David Labby, too. So
cool. There's a number of unknown property owners in
What's
town.
That?
There's a number of unknown property owners
right.
in the town.
So why would you sell it?
Because we don't know who owns it.
Let the buyer beware.
Woo! Are they paying taxes?
Yeah, let the town beware.
There has to be a title somewhere.
For sale by neighbor.
If nobody else has anything for the department reports, we can move on to new business. And Steve, you're up. Tax exemptions.
Oh.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the Select Board, good evening. We've been through all of the abatement requests for 2024. The deadline to file those was on March 3rd this year, and there were 20 taxpayers that requested an abatement of the town to refund some of the tax money. Some of the abatements you have already heard about. They were a list of properties that had an in error the wrong land adjustment factor applied to them. So they were landlocked parcels that when we had converted the system from Vision to Avatar, it inverted the adjustment factor. So if it was supposed to be reduced by a 90% factor, it was reduced by 10%. And so there were a few of those that we've already been through and looked at. There are a couple of those in this pile. And what I think would be helpful for you is for me to go through all 20 of them, give you a brief synopsis of our recommendation, whether we recommend granting or denying, and why, and the amount. And then we'll leave them with Amy, and you'll have the opportunity to sign them if you agree with the recommendation, or if you don't agree, then we'll have to have further action on the recommendation, if that makes sense.
So that's not done at a public meeting? The signing isn't done at a public meeting?
Well, I'm going to make you aware of it right now, and so...
And then we'll decide?
Then, yeah.
Privately?
Well, that's
you leave it in there, you sign it, you're convenient.
Okay, so that doesn't have to be...
So each individually...
That's what I don't understand.
What's that?
So each of us individually can agree or disagree?
Right.
Correct.
Right. So that doesn't have to be done in a public meeting?
That's what I just asked, yeah.
So I'm going to present you with our recommendation in the public meeting, and then you'll be taking that action, and that will be reflected in the record.
Okay.
And so the public gets to... see the actions. Is there a synopsis that'll have each one?
That's what he's going to go through.
No, as far as in the end.
The decision.
Well, I think he wants us to make, if we want to make a decision, make the decision on each one as he goes through.
Oh, I thought he said he'd leave with her.
We'll leave them there to be signed.
You can make a decision.
Okay. That wasn't clear. I was going to say, okay, good.
I just don't want to have to pass them all around.
Yeah.
That's time consuming.
For you. Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so the first property is at 32 Healy Road. This is a property that had been originally assessed for a total of $777,500. And there was a condition factor on the land that was not consistent with the neighborhood and all of the neighboring properties. So correcting that condition factor, we recommend granting an abatement to an assessment of $726,700.
So that's a reduction of how much?
About 51,000.
Okay.
So there was an issue with the neighborhood not...
This property had a condition factor that was not reflected on other properties in the neighborhood.
Wasn't consistent with the rest of the properties in the neighborhood.
Right.
Which could be...
anything.
Which could be...
Could be water, could be a number of things, but just wasn't consistent.
Okay.
With the neighborhood.
Are you allowed to say what the...
Yeah, I mean, it's public record who it is and where it is.
Well, yeah, but like, what was what made this property different than the others in the neighborhood?
Well, that was the question that we asked when we looked at this property relative to the others, because the neighboring properties had a condition factor of 100, and for some reason, unknown to us, this one had a factor of 120.
Okay.
So it was paying a higher tax on the value of the land. This brings it down to be consistent with all of the other properties in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So that was our recommendation for this abatement request.
So is that the basis for most of these abatements?
So there's going to be land factors, there's going to be building factors, there's going to be quality ratings that are found to be in error on the properties after we've inspected them for most of these properties.
Okay.
So the recommendation is to grant the abatement to a value of $726,700.
Miss 32 Healy. I'm trying to think now.
What's
32
that?
32 Healy. Is that up by the church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what property it is.
Browns, maybe? Browns, old property.
Yeah, it seems like a lot for Browns, so. But maybe not, because there's an apartment there.
Oh, okay.
So well, I don't know.
We're going to go through every one of those.
So should we talk about this one and figure out, or we vote on it?
I just don't know enough about it. I need to, should have a map.
So we can put them into piles of the ones that you want to grant and the ones that you want to deny and any that you have.
I don't have an issue with that if it's consistent with the neighborhood.
Yeah, if it's consistent with the neighborhood, then.
Do them all as a group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would approve that abatement. That's easy.
Do you need motion?
No, we're going to put it in the approved pile and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay. To get bogged down here.
So this is a property at 35 Podunk Road, the McCrays, and it was originally assessed for $652,200. There was a minor adjustment to the sketch because it was a small area that was described as part of the building when it was really just an entry into the basement. It resulted in an assessment of $651,200, a reduction of $1,000.
Put it in the approved file.
And they can appeal this?
Yep.
They can?
Yeah. Okay. They can.
And where do they appeal this to? To the state or to us?
No.
So they anybody who's granted an abatement or denied an abatement, mm-hmm. can appeal to the New Hampshire Board of Tax and Land Appeals or to the Rockingham County Superior Court, either one. Both has the same jurisdiction. But you can appeal if you're granted and you think you should have got more, or if you're denied.
Is all these property owners aware of the adjustments already?
Some of them may be.
Maybe,
but
okay.
They haven't been formally notified because you haven't taken the formal action yet. Okay, so this is a property on Critchett Road. This is tax map 407, lot 41. This is a property that got that erroneous land adjustment factor. And so... This was originally assessed for $259,100, and we're recommending that it be granted to an assessed value of $20,100.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The 90
how many
tax
acres?
90
acres?
To 10. Really right. Good.
How many acres?
Okay.
Right. Is it, how many acres was that?
That was the
2.49 acres.
Oh, you can't even build it.
I'm sorry, 2. What now?
2.49 acres.
And it was assessed for $259,000 originally?
It was the part of the 10%, 90%.
Right, the flip.
Okay. The flip. Right. The adjustment flip.
Okay.
Yep, that's a good part.
Okay.
Steve, it seems to me that if we made an erroneous assessment based on some systemic error, that they should all go into that pile right there for an abatement.
Well, most of them will. Some of them... You know, we've looked at and there's no merit to their claim or there's nothing wrong with the way that it's assessed and valued.
Those are the ones we should be discussing.
Well, let's just keep going.
Well,
yeah,
if we go quickly through this. So at 56 Knowlton Road is a property that is owned by the Duhames.
Mm-hmm.
And they were originally assessed at a value of $282,350. They have land that's in current use. And so we've inspected the property. In looking at the property, there were corrections that were needed to the building and the land descriptions to make it consistent with the other properties that shared those attributes. And we're recommending an abatement to $217,703.
So this is a property with a home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's in current use.
That'd be interesting.
The land, the majority of the land is in current use. There are some special aspects of this property. It doesn't have central heat. It doesn't have electricity that's connected to the property.
It doesn't have electricity?
No.
Oh.
So those are factors that need to be recognized in the valuation.
So could I just ask for one? What happened there? How did they not know it didn't have electricity, whoever put it at 282? How was that not known?
Well, sometimes...
Are they not going out looking, or how...
That's always going to work.
Well,
I can answer that.
Oh, good.
That property is on a private road that's very set back.
I was attempted
to inspect during mud season by a colleague who drives a Honda Civic, and he did not think he could pass. So
it's
he
probably
turned
accurate.
Around. We knew that he didn't have power. We knew that he doesn't have plumbing. However, when I saw the state of the interior, there was further corrections needed.
Yeah. And that's the reason that we make a very specific inspection of the properties that make a claim for abatement.
So,
makes sense.
I would say yes.
Yeah, that's a yes pile.
No plumbing? That goes in the...
the okay pile.
Yeah, the okay pile.
But I think
it makes sense pile.
I think it'll be appealed.
Okay. Even when you look at everything else, how it's valued in town, somebody pay that just for the land.
Okay, so this property at 118 Depot Road, owned by the Isabels. The inspection revealed that corrections were needed to the sketched area of the property and the features, the description of the features of the property. Including, you know, the basement area, and that was part of their claim, that their whole basement wasn't finished. And there were errors that that needed to be adjusted. The original assessment was $552,700. We're recommending that you grant the abatement to
$541,700. Okay. We concur.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
Okay, so this is the property at 12 South Road. It's the Candia Masonic Temple. We inspected the property, and that inspection revealed some physical description errors on the building, as well as a missing adjustment on the land in the land valuation. Their request had been that they should get a charitable tax exemption, and unfortunately, they're not going to qualify as a charitable exempt property under the law, and so we recommend that the $320,800 assessment be reduced to $276,500.
And that reflects the condition of the building and the land.
Correct.
How much land?
So it's a small lot of just under 0.3 acres. It's 0.28 acres of land.
So were they not taxed previously on this?
So they have been taxed on it for, I think, the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, before that they weren't taxed.
It was something that happened at the state level.
Correct.
That took away their tax exemption.
I'd like to pull that one aside.
Yeah, we just have to be consistent if we do.
That to me is unique because they do a lot of charitable things.
They do.
Even though they may not qualify legally. It's something that I think we need to support as much as we can legally.
Let Boy Scouts use it, Girl Scouts use it, Women's Club use it. I mean, I think anybody who wants to use the building is able to use the building.
On what basis would we grant an abatement?
Right.
I mean, we don't have any legal basis to. If they don't
state-wise, we do, but we do legally have the ability to abate if we just, if we feel just cause. And I think they do a lot.
They do.
Could I ask a question? What's CYA under? Is that, does that?
They're a 501c3.
So they do get the.
They're a charitable entity.
They do. They are charitable. Okay, because right. I was going to say they use that. We use that for a lot. People right. use that right. for a lot.
So, the difference is that while they certainly do a lot of good things, mm-hmm. and I'm not here to tell you that they don't.
No, they came in a couple years ago when they ended up being taxed, and they were looking for relief at that time. And I don't believe we did. They, we actually ended up asking them. They had to check some things out. And never got back to us.
I thought but it was still, by the attorney. The town attorney.
They had something they had to look into. Yeah.
So they are a fraternal organization.
Oh.
And a fraternal organization, interestingly, I've looked into it a little bit. I'm not an attorney, and I'm not here to give you legal advice. But they have to have an association between the Grand Lodge and the subordinate lodges. In order to maintain their IRS tax exempt status.
Oh, so they are IRS tax.
But they're not,
they're not
charitable, they're fraternal. And that seems to be the difficulty because they don't, the lodges themselves don't change the way that they're organized to make themselves a charity that right. could be granted an exemption.
So what do you say, Sue?
Well, no, I'm
do you
thinking.
Hold that one over
I'm thinking.
Or what?
Yeah, we can pull it up, but I'm thinking of like First Stop and all the things they do. All of a sudden, are they not going?
Yeah, but
to
that's
be
an organization for profit. Come on,
yeah,
that's
but
not even close.
If I wanted to, if I wanted a Girl
that's
Scout function
even
in the barnyard, they'd probably charge me for.
I don't think they would, but maybe.
Boy.
I mean, I'd say we pull it aside and discuss it, but I don't know when we discuss it. I guess
they're not qualified under state law for that
yeah.
exemption, and I don't think we're going to grant it.
I'm on the same page as Boyd on that one. Unfortunately, I wish
yeah,
there was more
to
do for them.
It has nothing personal,
but
right? It's just
if they can figure out how to way to a way to yeah. get the charitable
yeah.
exemption.
Exactly.
Would you reduce their rate at like
so,
50,000?
Yeah, a little bit more than 50,000, I believe. Last legislative session. The legislature tried to create an exemption for this entity,
yeah.
or the Masonic mm-hmm. Lodges, and mm-hmm. it failed to pass.
It failed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It went through and it actually failed? It went to a vote?
Yeah.
Really?
And so I
don't
not
too many
that.
People in the lodge then, I'd say.
And if it were exempt, they wouldn't have gone through that process mm-hmm. to
correct.
Try and become.
Yeah. yeah. All right, I guess put it in the approved file. And we can speak to Rick or see if they want to reach out and
if they can do something on their end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's always a way.
All right.
Okay. So 39 Critchett Road. This property, Lacey is the owner. We inspected the property carefully in the informal hearing process back last summer. We think we have all of the information correct on the property record card. We went back out to verify that and make sure and had another inspection. The taxpayer in the application was citing the wrong equalization ratio. So each year the assessed value has to be adjusted by the equalization ratio. The ratio that the taxpayer used was the prior year's ratio, not the current year ratio in 2024, which was 97.6%. So there really is no cause here to abate. So
okay.
we recommend denying that abatement.
Okay.
So That's the yes pile.
Yep.
Agree with.
This is the agree. Yeah.
This is the agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
O'Shea is the property owner at 647 Old Candia Road. Inspection of the property revealed no errors in the description. There are some differences and changes in value of some of the nearby or neighboring properties, but that doesn't prove that you're overvalued. It just proves that they changed differently than your assessment did. And so there really isn't a lot of important evidence to think that this property is being overvalued. The assessment is $539.1. The taxpayer even included a series of sales. When you only focus on the sales that occurred in 2024, take out the ones that occurred in 2020 in a different kind of a market, and take out the ones that were non-arm's length sales, their analysis says the median of those sale prices was $537.5. So it's almost exactly what the assessed value is.
So, you kept it at $539.
Yeah,
okay.
We recommend that.
No abatement.
Okay.
Okay. 378 Currier Road, Carassus. This is a situation where we thought that there was some improvements on the property, including a foundation, and we assessed the property at $222,400, and the property had been posted no trespassing. And when somebody posts their property no trespassing, then we don't go on their property. And so, you know, unfortunately, we didn't know that the foundation that the gentleman had a permit for hadn't been installed. So the assumption was made that it was there. Taking that off and setting the value for the property to as vacant, we recommend an abatement down to $180,700.
So it's just land.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many acres? I'm sorry.
So this property is 14.71 acres.
And it's not an open space?
No.
No. Current use should be.
That'd be current, yeah, current use.
Yeah. They're building on that wall right now, I think.
We
yeah.
Concur.
Yeah, but yeah, that's
you got his foundation
after.
Permit after April 1st.
After yeah. April.
There is construction going on there.
Yeah.
That house.
Yeah.
That's all.
So this would be for at last.
This is for 2024.
Right.
Yeah. And there's frontage and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And your recommendation there, Steve?
Is to grant from the 222 down to $180,700.
Would they just get a tax credit?
No, they'll get a refund check. As long as the taxes are paid.
That'll be a question I have at the very end. I'm going to handle that.
Because so our tax bill went out.
What's that?
Well, can we do that at the end?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know what you're saying.
But that's a concurrent.
Yeah.
So some of these will have had the adjustment made before the tax bills went out in June. Because if we've seen it, we know, then we have made the change.
Okay.
On the ones that we...
So like he hit their new tax bill,
I
reflects
don't,
the building and the foundation and all?
There will be for next year. So it happened after, it's now happening after April 1st of 2025. So it will be there on April 1st of 2026.
It doesn't count until...
It doesn't count until next year.
Anything after that counts.
The second billing
the April 15th is an important
just,
date.
Just to catch up everything, but it doesn't doesn't take in any new thing for the last six
so
months.
So the second billing won't include them having a foundation and whatnot?
What, that won't be on the next bill?
No.
Right.
Not until next year. Tax year, 2020.
Right.
Okay. Oh, it's very complicated.
Okay. Well, that's okay. 187 North Road. So this property, it was originally assessed for $535,200. When we inspected it recently, it revealed that the condition of the house was erroneously categorized as good rather than fair, which is much more reflective of the overall condition of the property.
What's the name on that?
So this is... Thing.
Oh, Benny Clark.
Clark.
Thing. Okay.
Clark.
Clark
yeah.
Thing.
Clark and oh. The thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it has an older bathroom, older kitchen, and so there are issues that are requiring an adjustment on this property.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
What would the new value be?
The new value would be $451,400.
And it was originally $535,200?
$535,200. And we can give you a spreadsheet of all of these differences.
Okay.
So that
I mean, if we agree, we agree.
Yeah. So going on the agreement. Okay. 44 Stevens Road is Patricia Massey. Property was originally assessed at $398,600. There was a large deck previously on the property, and now the deck is much smaller, and there was a change to the bedroom count. We're recommending an abatement to a value of $392,000.
And you've inspected that property?
Yep.
I would concur with that.
Yep.
Okay, 660 Old Candia Road. This is Wokanich.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wokanich.
Wokanich?
Yeah.
Okay. The original assessment on the property was $405,400. When we inspected it for the abatement claim, the inspection revealed the house is in general disrepair, that the condition of the plumbing was poor, and the electrical system needed repairs. So we're recommending an abatement to a value of $345,100.
And that's, again, after a personal inspection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a fair assessment that it's in disrepair.
It is tough. What it is. It's it has a lot of work that needs to be done to it. Let's see. William Sappy, one of the properties that he owns at 30 Patton Hill Road. Is a one-acre lot that's not in current use, and it has a section of of his house on that lot. We assessed it for $33,535. It's 0.98 acres of land, and it is not in current use, while a lot of the land around it is. And we think that the appropriate condition factor has been applied, so we recommend that it be denied.
You said a portion of the house was on that lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another one of the condition adjustment factor flips. This is for the property at 334 Deerfield Road.
I'm going to excuse myself.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
So this is, Dean Young is the owner of the property. The original assessment was $215,700. We're recommending it be abated to an assessment of $20,500 because of that
was
land,
the flip, the land 90-10. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the house.
Nope.
Well, how many you got there?
There are a couple more in
well,
here, but
the house,
well, we'll
I'm
get to them.
With. Okay.
This is another, and maybe.
So
this is
again?
Another one. This is the Fairfield.
Which one?
Land.
The one
on Main Street.
Main Street, yeah.
Yeah. And so this is another of the land factor flip situation. The original assessment was $237,000. We're recommending it be abated to
$9,800.
Now, is there any of these that still exist out there that somebody didn't catch?
We went through to make sure that we looked at...
So you're not just going by what landowners catch?
No, because there were more than the three or four of these. We went through and changed, I think it was maybe 18?
A number of them were town-owned.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Good luck getting money from us.
Yeah. I'll keep trying.
On the ones that, we process those administratively. And I don't want you to have to jump up, so I'll look at it. So this one is for two properties on High Street, 342 and 364, that are owned by Ryan Young. And so these were originally assessed for 342 High Street. It was originally assessed at $525,600. We're recommending an abatement to $508,200 after correcting the condition ratings and some of the details on the property record cards. And for the property at 364 High Street. That property had originally been assessed at 431, 368. That has land that's in current use. We're recommending that it be abated to a value of $373,468. Based on similar misunderstanding about the condition of the property. That's what we recommend for those two.
Was one of those that we just burned down?
I was going to say he should have done it before he... I think I can come back. I think that's the idea.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay. Cassara at 62 Healy. This property was originally assessed for $678,206. An inspection determined that the condition was fair, not good. That makes a pretty substantial difference. And there was an additional adjustment for some leaking skylights. We're recommending that the value be reduced to $639,406, and the difference be abated.
So about $30,000, $35,000.
Yeah. Good. Okay, just a couple more to go. 150 Chester Turnpike. This was a property that had originally been assessed for $5,000. 541-749. There was a problem after we inspected it. There was an area over the garage that was assumed to have been living area, but it isn't. It's just an attic area over the garage, and it's unfinished. And there were some repairs that were needed to the plumbing. Reductions to reflect the actual condition of the house, we recommend an assessed value of
$495,349.
$50,000
roughly.
Who's that?
Brian?
Huh?
Who's that? What's the name on that one?
Kathy Fisek.
Fisek.
Okay, Nomad Holdings, 45 High Street, across the road here. This was an abatement that was filed by a tax rep. That's not unusual for commercial properties. What is unusual is we reached out many times to get an inspection of the property because we want to make sure that our records reflect what's actually there, and there's been a lot of changes to the buildings on that lot.
Patriot?
Yeah, where Patriot is.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. So the assessment on that property is $1,227,600. We don't see anything in the abatement application that leads us to believe that that's the wrong assessment, so we recommend that you deny that.
Okay. They wouldn't let you in?
Not yet. They might change their mind when they get a denial.
I was just going to say, sometimes.
I mean, but if that changes, there's always the possibility that that will go up if they let you in as well. Uh-huh. So
well, people think of that, I think.
They let me inspect the first floor last year of both buildings. That was it.
First floor only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the first floor of the office area, I don't think has changed at all.
Right.
No.
It's the apartment.
So you
can't go upstairs?
They wouldn't let us go upstairs.
Well, maybe because they had tenants and they weren't.
And the barn is.
We do.
Okay.
It's not that we don't trust them.
No, it's just.
Yeah,
we trust everybody the same way.
If you can't get in and verify things, then.
We can't.
What are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
Right. Take people's word for it?
You know how that works.
Yeah.
People don't lie.
Okay, the last one, and I thank you so much for your patience in going through all of these. 12 Old Deerfield Road. This is McNichol.
Yeah.
This property was originally assessed for $468,700. The inspection of the property revealed that the condition rating had been incorrect, and it was not in good condition as the record had indicated. There were a lot of deferred maintenance items, including the roof condition, flooring, windows that need to be attended to. We think that the appropriate action is to grant an abatement to
$374,200. Right. Concur.
That's it.
Could I ask one question on this particular property? They used to receive a veterans. I think there were several items, and the woman is no longer there, so they can't get an elderly exemption. Is that who does that?
Oh, that's applied. Is that applied for?
Yeah.
She had the elderly before, sir? Or was it based on his sister?
She had elderly. I think she had veteran. I'm not sure. He'd probably know better than I do. But she had several. She might have even had the barn. I'm not sure. But she's not there any longer, so whatever.
Right. So it was in her sister that was getting it, right?
No. Mona's older.
The deed is in Mona's house, in Mona's name.
Right, but what do you do when it's not hers anymore?
It's currently still hers. It's under agreement to be sold. But currently today, it is still hers.
So in 2024,
it was still.
Yes, but I just wondered how who adjusts that from now on when it's sold. Do you know what I mean? You sell.
So when it's sold, if there is an exemption or a credit in place, it's the same owner as the foundation issue.
Mm-hmm.
That will stay with the property until the next April 1st.
Okay.
Right. So they could build a four story there in the meantime, and they won't get taxed till next year.
And we'll get them next year.
And then we'll get them. Okay. Is that the last one you had?
That's it.
Okay. I just have a question.
Are there any other questions?
Was she okay with that?
She's obviously into that now, right? Probably is not a good time.
Well, it's a simple answer.
Not that I know of, but I don't know.
Okay.
She might know more.
Are there any other questions that I might be able to answer?
Oh, good job.
Could I ask one thing? Hmm? All the properties where there was a computer glitch or whatever the deal was, that amount came to, what was it? A million something? What was that amount? Those properties before we touched these. Does anybody remember? I have that thing, that paper.
Was it a value of a million or a million?
No, it was off by a million, the assessment. Remember, we were talking about what we do with the town assessment. Because it would be off. So what's happened? How does that get handled? Because our town assessment isn't as we portrayed it to be.
When making the tax rate.
Yeah.
The tax rate was the tax rate.
Right. But I'm talking about the town assessment where we filed.
And so the town assessment for the tax rate in 2025 will include adjustments mm-hmm. to the values here, but also every property that's been constructed since April 1st of 2024. And so there's new value that comes in, there's some value that's reduced. So we'll be creating the summary of the values in September for the tax rate to be set with.
And so it should come out just about the same? Is that what your thought is?
I don't have any details on that at this exact moment, but I would be surprised if the new properties don't outpace what we've reduced the other properties by.
Okay. Now, and we have to refund checks? You can't do a tax credit?
So we can do a credit if there is an outstanding balance of taxes. Correct.
But if they pay them.
But if they paid them.
We owe them the money.
We owe them the money.
Mm-hmm. With interest?
Yes.
Yep.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
Well, I guess you scored 100%.
I'll take that. All right. Thank you so much for your careful attention.
Thank you, Steve.
These are important
taking
matters.
The time to do that.
Thanks, Steve. Okay.
Good night.
Oh, you're not sticking around?
I don't blame you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, accepting welfare donations. Who has that? You have that, or we all have
Wade is reading the motion.
Well, the town of Canyon received the $25,000 donation from the Cogswell Benevolent Trust. And I'd like to add that in recognition and in honor of Mary Steinman's 43 years of faithful service to that to her employer, the Benevolent Trust, they have donated $25,000 to our welfare department. We've talked to council, and he has told us how to go about accepting this gift, and how when the motion to accept the gift will establish the conditions under which the money from that $25,000 will be paid out in future generations. We've talked to Mrs. Steinmans about the motion. She's in agreement.
Well, I would like to see the changes that were made to what you and I had agreed to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Where was this? When did this all happen?
February.
Well, the Boyd had a couple conversations with her, and then I called her today. We talked with council, and so the motion was created to accept it properly.
And
Mrs. Stivers lives on in East Candy.
Oh, so she contacted you about this?
Right.
No.
No, I contacted her.
He went to her house.
You did?
Yeah, because we wanted to find out the conditions under which she wanted us to accept the guest.
Okay. He wanted to get the explanation from you.
Oh,
how
okay.
He wanted it to handle.
Well, we pretty well wanted what I had said. However, I do have a question. Who are the trustees of the Candia Trust Fund?
Paula can answer that.
There are three of us.
Oh, you're one of them?
I'm one.
Yeah. And?
Dennis Hebert. And
Paul.
Paul LeBlond.
Paul LeBlond.
Paul who?
LeBlond.
LeBlond.
He married a Ruskowski girl.
What the trustees said is the Cogswell Trust has complete anonymity to anyone that applies to us. So now that has been put on to the fund that they honored me with, and I'm very pleased with it. I'm shocked. However, the only one that should know who is going to receive the funds mm-hmm. is Donna. Mm-hmm. These people should not lose their dignity by having it spread all over town. Now, I know that we used to give $2,500 to the food pantry. And then that was taken away from Donna and given to the woman's club. Why? I don't understand. And I would, when I told the trustees, they were very upset at that. And I was upset because no one should be knowing who these people are except for Donna. Pardon me?
That's right. Well, we do protect that confidentiality. The trustees have no knowledge of who's going to receive these funds. They simply release the funds to be paid to the recipient.
Why does the fire department donations don't go through that? Police department donations don't go through that? Why are you just labeling this particular donation?
Because it does say it has to be approved by the select board as agents to expend. So the select board's going to know.
Let me see.
Not who, though.
On the back,
yeah, on the back is NHMA said how we have to accept it and that the select board has to, with written request from Donna, but it doesn't. She doesn't have to specify names.
Right.
Yes.
What is
she does
this
not
crossed
specify.
Out?
Why should...
Crossed out.
I crossed out our NHMA contact information so people
won't reach
out to them.
Why should these people who are in need have to wait for the selectmen to okay it? When someone would come to me at the trust that I worked for, and they said they had a problem, and I can give you an example, I'm not saying what organization it was, but they fed people, and hundreds of people a day. Their stove went out on them. Within a few days, they had the money because I was able to call and I told them, order it, and they did. They ordered it right after I got off the phone with the trustees. And that's how it should be. I don't know, never knew who the people were because I didn't want to know. And it should be the same with Donna. She should know, but no one else should.
Right.
These people deserve
it. That is the way it's done.
Pardon me?
That is the way it's done.
No,
we
that,
won't know.
It doesn't say this.
We won't know.
It's
no, all we do is release the funds upon her request.
Okay. And
right.
How long does it
rewarded.
Take? How but long does it take for the funds to be released to her?
Yeah, we should give Donna the power to...
I take number three out.
Yeah.
So the example I will give you, I was called by the fire department. There was an emergency in February, middle of winter. Mm-hmm. I called very trusted town construction people. They left a particular job, went to this house, took care of the emergency. Thankfully, that fund was available. I cut a check. The both people got paid. Nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. I shouldn't have to wait a week or whatever for the trustees to approve it. I shouldn't have to ask you for it. when the police department gets a grant, they don't have to go through the trustees, the board, to spend money for communicators, whatever. I just think this is being done irresponsibly. There's no reason why this has to be done differently than any of those other departments.
So generally, when the police department gets a grant, the money's already been spent.
They have a donations account as well.
Yeah.
That doesn't go through the board or the trustees. Same with the fire department.
They don't spend it before they get it.
No, but like the fire department sends out their annual give money to Candia Volunteer Fire Department. We don't.
That's for the association.
That's the association.
Oh, the association.
Which is separate.
It's still a donation, though.
But what I'm hearing from Mary is what she wants. And to me, this is what Mary wants should be done here.
Yes.
And it looks like number three needs to go or be worded differently so that we're not involved. We don't need to be involved.
Approved by.
Well, why can't three, the welfare, as written to begin with, be kept in? And
okay.
That was the welfare director of the town of Candia shall have exclusive authority to disperse funds from the account.
Yep.
So there's so many different memos that have been passed out. I have one from Amy. Mary has a couple from Amy. You guys are reading something else. It's just, it's very confusing.
I like that wording.
This isn't the first time this happens.
Wording?
I don't know why the whole board doesn't know of this, but it doesn't at this point.
They don't. Mr. Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
Could I just clarify something?
Please.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you do is whatever you choose to do, but if you set up a fund and you have the trustees of the trust fund overseeing the money, the positive point of that is the money will be invested. So $25,000 when you're not spending it is earning money. Do you understand what I mean?
Right, absolutely. So
the trustees of the trust fund would not know who is receiving the money. Someone from the Board of Selectmen or the office makes a request for the trustees of the trust fund. Because, I mean, we have 30 somewhat funds that we're overseeing. They request the money, we look at the request, we make sure that the request fits the fund description. You're going
correct.
To write a description of what the fund does.
Well, it has it
so
here.
That's all we do. We look at the request, we make sure that the request fits the description of the fund.
And so would the trustees be comfortable with the welfare director directly contacting the trust fund people
for the money?
That ask for the money.
If
does
it's
that
an
work?
Emergency and she can't get in contact with someone.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you don't even want to go through the trustees.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, let's
see. Carl, I'm sorry. No, that's fine.
It's nothing personal.
No, that's fine.
No.
We don't deal with emergencies. So,
no, I
mean, we can't help you there.
But the less
my point
people
is
who
that
know.
The positive thing about having the money in a trust
invested.
Is we will invest it for you. We invest all 30 funds.
I'm sure it'll be gone.
So the $25,000, when it's not being used, is making money. So it will increase, could possibly increase.
I mean,
what say you, Boyd?
So there's an annual budget for welfare, correct?
That's right.
So why can't who disperses the money from that?
Welfare
Donna?
Director?
Donna. Yes.
Yeah, Donna. But she has to
so
tell
why,
everybody. Who
it doesn't. She doesn't have to.
Right.
Does,
no. She
so
doesn't.
Why can't the money come from there and then a reimbursement from the trust fund?
The trust will replenish the fund at the end of the year after they receive a report showing how the funds were spent, not to who they were spent.
Yeah, but that's not my question.
Yeah, we don't have a.
My question is Donna has an annual budget of what is it like $10,000?
Yes.
So why can't you just cut the check from that and then the trustees can reimburse from that?
We do that frequently for the town funds.
Because
a request will come in for the town. You get a bill and it's you want the money to come out of one of the fire funds.
But I wouldn't want to confuse this trust fund with the direct assistance.
That's another game.
Because then down the road, Donna's going to get slammed at, you know, you spend it. Why do you need the direct assistance? And
but she would reimburse that direct assistance.
No, but in fact, no one needs to know any of this. Right. It's only Donna.
In fact, Donna could write a check out of her budget and then send the request to the trustees of the trust fund, and we would write her a check for that amount of money.
You know, we have responsibilities for taxpayers' money, but this is a donation from another organization. Okay. So, you know, to keep us out of it, I'd be happy.
I would too. I think that's the way to handle it.
But Donna needs the availability of cash.
That's what I'm saying. Keep us out of it.
So keep it out of a trust fund then.
Can you just have a savings account or something?
I understand
like that.
The account's already been set up. I've already used it to pay two vendors in town.
Oh, okay.
So
what's
the
problem?
I fill out my vendor sheet. I give it to Tamara.
You know what the problem is? Is the lawyer got involved.
Oh, why? Why did the lawyer have to get involved?
Why?
Who gave this to the lawyer? It's going to be somebody at the table.
I sent an email to NHMA to ask them the proper, correct way to accept the donation.
You did your job. But doesn't mean we have to agree with the results.
No.
So I'd say let's just put it, if you've already got an account,
you want to leave it there? Is that good, Mary? Leave it in where she has it?
The way she has it?
No, we don't need
this
at all.
No, not that.
No,
forget about anything.
We don't need this at all. Don't
leave
it. Is that good for you?
The way that he has it is, I have it in here.
So we're not going to use this.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it.
We're going to get rid of it. And Donna's got...
It should just proceed as a normal donation account.
Yeah. Correct. Right. Correct.
Only this, if it's an emergency, that I need to pull somebody right away because there's snow coming in
and
there's
anything.
A roof open,
it
needs to get done.
That's understandable.
No, it's a one-time $25,000?
No. So when Mark the trustee, Mary and I met, and Katie the treasurer, we all met, we set this all up. If for some reason I only spend $7,000 in a year, which is probably what it, then they would replenish the $7,000 to keep it at 25.
To keep it at the 25.
Depending on the need that the
correct
and the purpose for the $7,000.
Correct.
And Donna, your department is responsible for reporting back to the trust.
Yes.
Yes.
She is.
Yeah. I will send the report at the end of the year.
Has nothing to do with us.
Right. What was spent. Nothing to do with us.
Perfect.
Leave it.
I like it that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is
more.
Sense
now.
I think it's wonderful because it's going to help so many.
Thank you. So this is.
I didn't do it.
Well, thank the
trust.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do we still need a motion to accept the
donation?
To the welfare department.
Why don't we just delete?
No, we're not
doing
it.
Just accept. Just accept the donation.
Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. So
causes problems.
I'll make a motion that we accept the $25,000 donation to the welfare department received from the Cogswell Benevolent Trust under the authority.
No.
I wouldn't even go that far.
No.
I'll second it.
Boyd, do you have a copy of what you put in the email to me? Because I could not print that.
This right here?
The one that you and I had talked about.
I don't have a copy of that with me. It's been replaced by this one.
But you
right
could send it to her.
That's the one that Amy did up, isn't it?
That's the one the lawyer did up.
And that's, forget the lawyer.
Yeah. Exactly,
so
that's what we just decided. There's
the
a motion and a second.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Now my head.
Stephanie.
Sue?
Yeah.
Not me.
I am. Yes.
I'll second that.
Not
I mean,
second,
I'll,
no, yes.
Yes, I'll accept.
Okay.
Everyone
4-1.
We're not you.
4-1.
Thank you very much.
Boyd did
Donna
not.
Donna has full authority over it, and nobody knows anything.
No, confidential. We don't need to know anything.
That really wasn't the issue anyway.
Yeah.
Because we
thank
wouldn't
you
know.
So much.
We would have never known. Okay. We got through that. New Hampshire retirement. What do you got for us, Amy?
It should be in your packet.
Yeah, but you know it better than I do, so you go ahead.
Everyone has the amount.
NHRS, yeah.
And then the two forms.
You go ahead.
There you go. Fire away.
But I don't know what ASCMC. Oh,
thank you very much.
Yes.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for staying away.
No, I don't care.
One less fund you got to worry about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm sure the trust has their own fund.
All right, go ahead, Amy.
So Tamara did a breakdown of how much it would be per pay period. And then she obviously did it with the building inspector included, which we don't have currently. And then she did the line without. And so she breaks it down as the with building inspector, it's $2,171.25 per pay period. And without, it is
$1,851.
$1,800
What?
Where
is
it?
I don't see any of these numbers.
On this sheet? 2001.
Right here. This sheet.
Yeah, I have it in front of us.
I see 1,132.
Right here? The total?
The total? 208,450.
Where are you seeing that?
At the very bottom.
Right here.
Big NHRS total.
We all have that. Without Which one you got? You got the retirement or the dental one?
You got a different. You got different numbers.
How do I?
You got those numbers with them.
Oh,
you know what?
It got transposed.
Yeah, I
sorry.
Take a copy.
I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong one. So, 2,404.73 or 2,084.50.
Let me take copies for
that. Yeah, that's what I got.
No, they have.
Don't we have that? Yep. The other one we don't.
Per patron?
Yes.
2,000.
They pay every other week.
Yes.
That's another salary, big salary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And this doesn't include the
50,000
police department that we're already
already have their own.
Right, but I'm saying this doesn't include them.
No.
And again, this won't even get on their agenda till September.
September,
correct?
It will be on NHRS.
So it'll only be the last quarter of this
right,
budget.
But then we go to next year.
But then next year. Be about 50,000 here.
I was just going to say 50. I get 100,000.
For what we got current employees.
Well, this is per pay period.
Every 2 weeks.
So, 26
so it's
pay
twice
periods.
That, so it's okay. 4,000.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we doing with this?
Well, this is just something that
something
we wanted
to
bring
about.
Up and discuss because this is another retention tool for employees.
It's just a $50,000 increase on next year. How much?
Correct. So a quarter of that this year if we do get enrolled in the last quarter.
But if we don't, if it's not voted on today, then it won't be on their agenda in September.
Correct.
And it won't be something that we can offer to potential candidates.
It won't be till next year, totally. So what's the board pleasure?
Well, didn't we commit to being covered under the New Hampshire retirement system this year?
No.
What's that?
I thought we already made a commitment to covering our employees.
No, we made a commitment to look into it and make it part of our discussion this year.
I agree, it's an excellent retention tool. It's just having the town accept the increase on the budget.
Well, that's
we're going to get to a point
next year's budget
where it's just not going to. It's sustainable. Like the budget committee says, is it sustainable? Are these numbers sustainable? And it's going to get to a point where it's just...
Have we figured out the bottom line for the year? Would you say 50,000?
For a year. Yeah,
for
roughly 50,000.
For all the employees
per
year.
It's a great retention tool. It's a way to offset the fact that you can't, increase salaries too much too quickly. And it's hard to get... People.
But they don't stay anyway. I think we're right in our pay.
Oh, no,
we have
great,
good benefits.
We have a great plan.
So I think if they don't like being here, this is not going to make them stay.
But it might help them come.
And then leave?
That's right.
True.
That's
a possibility. But
no, they might
that
come.
Isn't. I don't think that's a reason why they would come or go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One of the applicants.
But it might.
We received for building inspector said the reason he's leaving his current position is because of their lack of participation.
Right.
Those
in
that
HRS.
Do make this change out there and go somewhere else, they do look at this if they're already invested in it.
That's right.
If they've got
if they're
three, 4 years
in
it, that's a that's a hiring
with
tool.
Well, it's like a teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that part.
I mean, nobody wants to spend money, but I mean.
I'm all for it because I know the bottom line, $50,000 is not that big a deal.
Well, but we're not talking about the school budget. We're in the town budget.
No, I'm talking the town.
Well, let's take it from the school budget.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you'll be getting back.
There we go.
You'll be getting back.
Which hat you wearing now,
fund.
Steffi?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be interesting.
We'll get back $50,000.
I don't know. I mean, We can definitely fund it for the last quarter this year because we have saved some money because of the employees we have lost. Yeah. So
you got two building inspector people that work for
but
free.
But we also have cops that we've got. We have police officers, thank heavens, that we've added.
Yeah.
So it's not just the people we lost. I don't know. I guess I'd rather, if they were doing well, give them a performance or a merit raise. And
$50,000 is about 5 cents on the tax rate.
See what I mean?
But what about all the people who have worked here? That's
what do you
not
mean?
Fair to them if only the police have it. What about, so when I worked at another county, mm-hmm. this is just an example, they had this for their employees.
Okay.
How many years you got in, Lynn?
Only a couple.
Okay.
And when I came here, I was told, nope, we never signed up for it, we can't have it.
Huh.
So I came here thinking, oh, it's automatic, all towns give it. So I lost out on this. Because I was said, nope, you can't. So all those years, you know what I mean? And I didn't take this, whatever we have, the plan for the 2%.
Mission Square.
Because it's 2%. I don't want that, you know? I'm sorry. I have other ways to invest it. So that's what made me think about it. You know what I mean?
I'm not opposed.
No, I'm not either.
One of the things we are learning nowadays.
I know you do too, but you got
to
think of the whole big picture.
I am looking at the big picture, and we have young couples, we have older people, and it just seems like if someone's personally doing well, which I'm not worried about our taxes, okay, but I think we represent the people who do not have money, the people. Older people that are living on Social Security, and I think there've got to be other ways to reward good performance. I mean, if you give this to everyone, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, wouldn't you rather have something that if you're doing well, you get no merit? Okay.
Most companies, all of them that I've worked at, all have a good 401k plan. Everywhere you work.
And ours, it wasn't.
Nope.
Oh, so maybe we work on that instead of doing this.
Well, this is a good option because, I mean, we do have to put a lot of money into it, but they do give back quite a bit, too.
Who gives back quite a bit?
NHRS.
Hmm. You mean to who?
NHRS is the program that we would get instead of a 401k. They're the company that we would invest
in.
Okay.
Teachers are in this.
Yeah. So that's a reputable and good place to be invested in. If I had a choice to pick a job of what they had, not so much the money, but what their plans are, their retirement, mm-hmm. that's right there is what you look at. It's not the dollars.
401k is not going to be at the top of the list on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What's
that?
This
is a good plan.
401k
like,
is not going to be at the top of the list.
No, it's not.
It's terrible.
437 municipalities participate.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
See, we could be getting some recruits from 437 other communities.
No, they wouldn't leave because they already participate.
Well, no, they don't leave.
They're not able to get to work.
They might leave because they don't leave their they don't lose their benefits if they leave
right.
to come here.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at about.
Then are we looking at doing something with pay?
$13,000 for this year. With $50,000 hit next year.
How come only the police have it?
Well,
that's a state thing.
If we had a full-time fire department,
yeah,
they would have it.
Our firefighters do not
they
get
have
it.
Their own.
They do, and they should. They don't get it.
Right.
Right. But I
so that's the way it is.
Know.
Right. So that's a fair guess.
Mm-hmm.
About $13,000 this year, if we do get the last quarter.
Mm-hmm. Like in the real world, you have to look at your cost of hiring, training, retention, all those kinds of things.
Advertising fire.
This is and somebody's already participated in the retirement system, state retirement.
The amount of time you've got to spend.
And they find out that there's going to be a break in their continuity by coming here. They're not coming.
Like, it costs us about $6,000 per employee. Entry level, $15 an hour to advertise, hire, and train. That's a lot of money, and people come and go. So you have to find creative ways to
keep them,
make it a little, a little better.
I don't know. And I mean, I support. I mean, I said for the police, I'm like that. Let's give them each such and such a raise. I support the employees, but I feel so strongly that we are going to get to a point of no return. And we're getting there fast. I mean, we are over $1 million now, the town, with the Warren articles. Yeah. Over $1 million for Candia. So I'd be interested. We are over
$1 million. I know, but I don't see anything frivolous. Like, it's so hard to...
I'm sure you don't, but some people can get by with less than others. And whether I wouldn't call it frivolous, but we're responsible to everybody, I think. And I think if everybody's sitting at this table...
Nothing isn't always responsible either.
Right, so. I agree. But I think if the people sitting at this table are doing well, that's not enough. It's not just
I don't want
us.
My taxes to go up either, but I mean, I also don't want to be hiring somebody every other week, too.
Well, we don't have a town without our employees, and I think we owe them this. We expect people to make a career out of working in the town of Candia. We have to give them a plan that they can invest in to provide for their retirement when they can no longer work here.
And do they? Do they stay?
We have some that stay.
We have pretty good continuity here.
Linda doesn't have it. She's
hung
around.
Linda does.
Chuck.
Linda does.
Chuck is hung around. Amy's hung around.
I mean, before that we had...
Nick, Joe...
Yeah.
Some retention.
Yeah.
They've all been around for quite a few years.
Chuck's been over there 15 years.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'd say about this.
To have some retirement? I can't imagine they'd be opposed to it.
It doesn't matter. You guys, I mean, we can vote. We can take whatever you want for a vote, and I will vote the way that I just... But when it comes to budget season, loud and clear... I'm going to say I did not support this. It is adding too much.
I know.
And, no, I mean, don't say I know and roll your eyes, Brian.
Well, because you never want to do that. You never want to do anything that costs a little bit of money, even if it makes sense, because you think you're ultra-conservative. Sometimes you have to spend money.
What if I voted against stuff?
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to bring that up. That's old news.
I was not in favor of a town administrator in the beginning.
Yeah. All right, how did that
go? I did not understand the amount of work that was involved, and now, like, we could not survive without it.
You're right.
But we didn't even know that some of the selectmen were looking for one. The rest of the board did not even know. It was done without our knowledge that two of the selectmen were pursuing Andrea. I didn't know. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I don't know. But in the beginning, I thought, well, you know. But then the more you learn, the more information you're provided. How did we ever survive without one?
Well, because a lot of things did get slipped by.
There was people like Donna Becker that were doing way more than what she was getting paid to do.
Right.
Things like that just were automatic on people's tables.
And
people
with today's
did what
workforce
they had to do.
And stresses in life, you can't expect people to do that.
Right. Well, go ahead, do it.
I'll take a motion.
I move we pursue looking into New Hampshire retirement system for our employees in the last quarter of this year.
Looking into or approving?
No, proceeding.
Proceeding.
Yeah, proceeding, I'm sorry. To enroll these people and get it started this year. Possibly this year, and for sure 2026.
I'll second that.
All right. Any further questions, discussion?
Is this an area that you would look at as far as for budgetary reasons, just plain budgetary reasons next year, if things had to be cut? Because once you start, you can't do that.
Well, you can't, Carl.
No.
So there'd be other areas you'd look at.
Absolutely. Okay. Have to.
It becomes part of payroll. The, mm-hmm.
Okay. Just like we can't cut the state's contribution to the police retirement
right.
fund.
Right, right. That's a
something
state law.
Something you're fixed.
Can, do you have a list of all those towns that have retirement? Yeah. You must have.
I gave it to you the last meeting. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Do you have
it? I don't have it.
We have a motion in a second.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions on that? All in favor?
Steph?
No.
Boyd?
Yes. Brian, yes.
Pat, yes.
Okay, 4-1. Proceed.
Can you sign it, please? And this also. Oh, fire department appointments.
Could you give it to the fireman? I want them to tell me for the fireman.
Do they have any full time?
Fire department appointment.
Yeah, now are these appointments for volunteers or?
Well, they probably be stipend appointments, but they are volunteers.
Yes, but they're not like a 40-hour.
No. We don't have everybody like that.
So we make a motion to accept the fire department appointments?
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion to accept the fire department appointments. We have two, one for Cameron Moore and the other for Connor Longer.
Longer.
Was that a second, Pat?
I'll second that.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Brian?
Pat.
Perfect. Dog warrant.
What about it?
I don't have a dog warrant. No, I only gave it to Brian.
Brian.
Okay.
Can we sneak Dr. Roberts' appointment in?
Is the address correct on this for Michelle LaValle? She live on North Road or High Street?
Hmm?
Doesn't she live on North Road? It doesn't matter.
That's the Michelle LaValle? Like, as in, used to work for the school, Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, okay.
All right, this is the list of...
This is the address that I had.
That's okay. As long as we have, as long as we have the name, we're good to go. Making a big deal of nothing. Does anybody want this read out loud?
Well, I was doing the dog warrants, but go ahead.
Make a motion to accept the appointment of Michelle LaValle to the Agricultural Commission.
A second.
Approve, right? Not accept, approve.
Yeah, whatever.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Call which one?
Brian.
Pat.
Ben.
Getting.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This. Sorry you had to hang out.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The crowd's whittling here.
This is the Town of Canyon 25 warrant of unlicensed dogs. It says to the selectmen, the following is a list of unlicensed dogs in the Town of Canyon. This civil forfeiture of all additional $25 per unlicensed dog will take effect June 30th. All dog owners were notified by postcards, multiple emails, blasts, and social media posting to remind them to license their dogs. And there's quite a list here.
Really?
Yeah, it must be...
Oh my gosh! That's a lot of revenue.
Probably 20, 40, 60.
The dog one.
And what's this, a warrant to assess a fine?
Yes.
This looks like an organized protest.
Yeah, it's about 65 dogs.
How many dogs do we have?
1 year I do it all the time.
Yeah, there's only 70 in town.
I mean, how could you get the automated emails? You just press the button.
This is too hard. Well, how do you pay it, though?
I pay the fee.
I'm just making sure my name's on it.
Again.
I actually paid my advice and my wife lost the tag. So,
yeah,
so you get a motion?
For what? I move to sign the dog warrant, you know, to authorize a fine.
What is it,
for
five comes. For something to...
25.
5.25? And now we're going to spend 65 cents on a dollar on a letter.
No, yeah, $25 per dog.
Oh,
$25
fine.
Per dog.
Five.
Yeah. I'll go for it. Yeah.
So that's times about 65.
We'll put it towards retirement.
Signed it.
Yes. It'll go towards the retirement. Yeah.
Who seconded that?
Who did? Nobody yet.
Oh.
Pat made it, I believe.
No, I did not.
You did not make
Boy
it.
Did.
No. Boy did. I'm sorry. Anybody second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Boyd.
Brian.
Opposed.
Ooh.
What? Did you not register?
Why? Oh, I'm
no,
not
I don't. I don't think that it's right that we charge people tax money and then we're going to charge them for a license for their dog. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. But I always have.
I wish we had that discussion.
I mean, if you really want to get into the discussion of how I feel about taxes and the fact that we all just live in this big, giant homeowners association called the Town of Candy.
And we just added to it, so.
I mean, tonight's the night to do it, because
yep.
I'm feeling pretty hot right now.
Are you?
Yeah, we've been sitting here way too long.
Oh.
Well, you dressed for outside, for God's sake.
I don't care
sake.
About that's not that. It's not temperature hot.
No, it's not temperature hot?
Yeah, stir what? Crazy.
Oh, stir crazy?
You
attention span has surpassed. All right, we got another
you
great
don't want
topic.
Budget meetings. I'm too disrespectful.
Dentist insurance.
Heard it before.
Yeah, this might not work.
Well, this might not be the night to talk about it.
Ooh.
Well, you asked last time that was presented what the difference in
just
contribution.
Correct.
The town's contribution stays the same regardless of whether
it's
single family. It's just if it's more than a single person, the family pays the difference.
Correct.
So that's,
oh, gotcha.
That's the
just
answer.
To make that up front. So.
That's just
okay. So by changing anything doesn't cost the town anything.
Well,
I was gonna say wait until you retire to get your teeth fixed.
No, it's gonna cost you a little bit more, based on
chart.
You have this the chart.
Yeah.
But not as much as you thought.
$500.
It's not a big. So just giving
town's
you the information you requested.
Pennies.
Yeah. What's the number? I mean, is there a
proposed plan
line
would
here?
Cost us
per pay period.
So
it would cost us $3 more a month.
Yes.
Yes. Per person.
You think we
no,
got that?
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait. What'd
no,
you
no,
say,
no.
Linda?
$50.
Per person.
Oh.
Per person.
$53.
Yeah.
See right there.
That said a little bit louder.
That's
yeah.
The proposed
okay.
Plan.
You don't hear all the information.
For the 2,000.
All right, so $52.36.
And our current plan is this, so it's 50, 53 bucks right around there. More.
So
right here.
She breaks
right
down
here.
The
she's
the
got
difference.
It broke down here. Mm-hmm. Difference between two plans.
$52 every 2 weeks.
Per person.
Per person.
Yeah,
well,
that's
has anybody done the math on that? How many
it's
people?
Just pennies. Just go with it.
Really.
We have all sorts of
if things. She's saying go with it?
Yeah.
But there's a little sarcasm in
yeah,
there.
That was definitely sarcasm. I could actually feel it from over here.
I know, I want to get to that end of the table there. Get in that club.
I'm not in a club.
I'm
no club down here.
You're Club Del Patrick and you're.
So
ideas.
It's 53 bucks a month. Or 52
per person.
So how many people? Six.
Exactly. Six. More than six.
Oh, wait, no, 11.
I'm struggling.
Well, not everybody's
taking a ride on the struggle bus here.
Yeah.
Correct.
And this is not under
sure,
a time-sensitive matter. This is just
right.
Providing more information.
It would be $52.36 times 11.
That's if everybody takes it, right?
Oh, so it is.
That's 500.
The monthly increase is $583.
Is that with the cops or without?
No.
Yes, you
no.
Don't.
Right.
So
no, that's
no,
the town
no.
Contribution.
No, this is the
don't
change.
Get
this is the current
increase?
Contribution. This would
no.
Be with
okay.
The two, with the two that, and this is
all
the
right.
Difference.
So
$53
a month.
Yes.
Per person?
Yes. No.
No.
Total.
Holy
no.
Smokes.
It would be $52
a 36 cent. It's only a few dollars every month per person. So it's 52.36 times 12, right?
If they're on the plan.
So, okay. So right now, we are paying $530.75 a month for dental.
For everyone,
yes.
For everyone. And it would be increasing to $583.11.
Correct.
For everyone.
For everyone. For so everyone. A difference of $52.36.
Yes.
It's for everyone. For everyone. A year.
Not okay. Yes. Per person.
Per person.
Total.
Per
person.
No, no, total.
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 A year.
Boy, is it per person or total?
Total.
We pay $48.25 per person.
So monthly right now we pay $530.75. With the increase it'd be $583.11.
When we
so
look
it's
at
a $5
this, we're paying
increase,
us $48.25 right now. And if we wanted it to be, I forget which one it is, if it's the 51 or the 53. I think it's the 53.
5301, yeah, it's $630 a year.
It's only a matter of a few dollars from the 48 to the 53 yeah, per person.
For town, the majority of it is on the employee.
Yes.
Right.
Because the town pays the same no matter what.
Well, in the thoughts of retention for employees, at a cost of $600 a year.
$630?
No, I don't think they're going to get retention because of insurance or overtime.
To have all beautiful smiles within the office. How's my pitch going?
I like it.
You feel understand them so they're not all dumb in it?
Can you feel my sarcasm now?
You know, it's $630 a year.
I know. But we're not in a hurry for this, right?
No. Nope,
so
it's
we
just
can all.
Point
still
of
I would do it tonight. Get it over and pull the Band-Aid off.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I want
less than the retirement we just did. So
all
right. Just
so we're all five. We think we're gonna go yes on this.
Oh no, I'm not.
Sure. Well, I'm out.
I'm not
until I get you to flip. Well,
no. Hell will free. Oops.
Boy,
something will free.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this dental plan option for an increase of. $583.11 a month for all employees to have better dental.
But that's
plan.
Not the increase.
No.
What?
No, the increase is $52.36.
Yes, it's 52.
The increase of $52.36
yes.
a month.
Yes.
A month.
Jesus, this is just too much.
Otherwise, you have to spend $3,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's.
No, it's not for employee.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
It's not per employee. It's
just
for all.
Just go with it. It doesn't matter.
It's for all employees.
Yeah, that's good.
For 11,
go with it.
The
go
increase per employee
doesn't
is $4.76.
No, no matter what
yeah.
it is.
I'm going with it.
I know.
All right.
Who's second that?
Did we beat that up good enough?
I think so.
Nobody did. I
Linda, good luck.
Stephanie, you want
yeah.
to
chat GPT
that?
On this
I'll
one?
I'll second time? That.
Okay. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue?
I don't understand it well enough to vote, so I'm going to abstain.
See, I think we should hold off on this until everybody.
Well, okay, let's do it. Let's hold off.
So, the current plan costs us $530.75 for 11 employees.
Okay.
The increased plan is $583.11 a month for 11 employees. The total monthly increase is $52.36.
So you go multiply that times 11?
No.
No, that
oh.
is already.
It's only for an extra $52.36.
A month.
So how many police do we have?
I would approve that.
How many full-time
well,
employees
I hope so.
Do we
you
have?
Disagreed on spending $50,000, and
yeah.
now you're going to
include
over $600?
Including the two.
How many cops do we have?
We will have a total of seven.
Seven.
Okay, and how many other full-time employees, including the recycling? How many total full-time employees?
Would you say 11?
No, these aren't on here. This is just town employees.
This
recycling
does not
center
police.
And town offices.
They're their own.
This is
yeah, they're
the
not.
Town
no, the police
offices.
Isn't part of this.
Oh, they have their own?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
They're
we have
own.
Nothing.
We just pay their salaries.
I thought we paid
no.
insurance for them.
Stephanie, I get
no.
it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Their insurance, yes.
$52.37.
Right.
Well, their dental would fall under that, wouldn't it?
That's what I thought. If we're going to increase
so
the other ones, why
we
don't
have
we increase
one,
the cost?
Did you
seven police officers, nine. And then who
well, she just put 11 people because that's how many they do it for the benefits every 2 weeks.
That's how many that are currently involved. That's how many that are
currently enrolled. Yeah.
So who?
It would be on this page. Who are eligible? Retirement, that's actually a key
question.
Page. Hold on.
It would be.
Because they might change.
Chuck.
Building and
Chuck. Nick.
Yeah, Chuck's department.
Joe.
And then land use, our department, upstairs, and who else?
No firemen.
Nope.
Hey, can we get into the fire department, Brian?
Can we what?
Now that we're spending.
Can we what?
Let's build a new.
What do you want to do?
They don't have any full-time employees. One? That's the thing.
Yes, they
let's
do.
Build a safety complex.
That's a different department.
No, what? They are all under the fire umbrella.
Yeah, they're all part of the
ambulance has its own budget.
They do, but they're all under the fire umbrella. Yeah. I'm telling you, they do. It's true.
They wear two hats.
Yeah.
Oh, what would else?
We have a motion on the table.
Which is
yeah, I know, but I was waiting for a little more clarity. We don't know.
It's 11 employees that currently participate. That's what she based it on.
But how many are eligible?
It would be two in land use, two in our department.
Thank you, Linda.
It would be Chris, because she's not a PD.
She's going to have to pull her toes out.
It would be upstairs.
Which is just Tamara, because Melissa doesn't.
Right, the others are not employees.
How about the recycle?
Chuck.
Okay.
Nick. Joe, Rich, but I don't.
Rich,
no, Rich, is
Rich doesn't work enough hours.
So it's just Chuck, Rich, Chuck, Joe, and
Nick.
Nick.
Doesn't okay. Nick.
So that's nine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Where are the other two? I don't know.
We're losing them. We're losing the employees.
So we don't know about.
We've got a great retirement. We better get them back.
They're not on the on this benefit roster. Oh,
they got it totally separate.
I've got a headache.
From what I understand from this breakdown, that's
okay.
What. Because they didn't, yeah.
Steve Abelson? No.
No.
No,
he's not an employee.
So we're doing a roll call of all the time employees off the top of our head?
Apparently.
Yeah. I would think somebody here should know how many employees
when there's
would
only,
be eligible.
When there's only 11 employees.
So we should maybe table it until we figure out.
Look at the payroll.
Anybody at the library? No.
No.
They're
on the separate.
Somebody
knows. So. All right.
No,
no.
So I guess everybody wants to
you want
table that motion.
Until
I would,
we need to know how many employees are eligible.
I'm okay with tabling.
How many are eligible and how many are currently on the plan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Two different numbers.
When this goes, it will pass.
But that'll give
okay.
us...
Because it's a very small ask, but it's best for everybody to be on
informed.
The same page understanding it.
Clarity.
Should we leave the dental in our packets?
Yes.
So we don't have to reprint it?
Perfect.
What a thrifty novel.
I'm
idea.
Saving that 50,000. I'm going to get you the 50,000.
All right. So that is no motion.
After no, we'll table it.
Table.
And we already did the robotics. The next select board meeting is the 23rd. Be here, be square. That's when
we
Steve's
get to recognize
in.
The school.
John Stevens.
John Stevens.
What's going on out there?
Oh, good.
Will you know about our signs?
What are we doing now?
Stop signs. Will you know about that?
What?
We're recognizing the school.
For what?
Oh, yeah.
For
because of their
excellence?
Excellence? Yeah.
Oh.
They got an award.
They just had their
gala
this
weekend.
Excellent.
This is nice.
What,
it's,
what was
this?
It? Was best, no. Best school in the
it's
state?
It's the K-8 School of Excellence.
Right. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very huge honor.
Pretty
he's
cool.
Coming with a proclamation from the governor.
Mr. Chairman, I'm anxious to hear what Mr. Frazier stayed for.
He just
no. He's listening.
He's listening and he's learning.
Carl, you're here
and
listening.
And
he's getting ready to run. In
he's going to run. He's going to run.
Conservative.
He's going to run.
He's
running. That's
brave. I'm conservative.
No, something.
I'm very conservative.
Boyd, I can kind of get with him. But.
Oh, I have a question. If one of the departments that we represent or whatever, if they're going to go over in their budget. Do.
It's bottom line budget for us, so it doesn't matter.
They could be going over for the
not
month.
Supposed to, but.
But look at them for the whole year.
Yeah, the right. Year. The ambulance might go over in supplies and things.
No, they might.
That was predicted from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. In addition to those, like in his mind, he knows that he had 5,000 allotted to be determined in the revolving fund.
Give
but
less IVs.
That's why I was like, I mean, I can't do it.
Oh.
like Doc Adams on Gunsmoke. Some you can take in, some you can't.
That's Canada.
That's Canada, yeah.
Oh, do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we ready for that?
Everybody is done.
So soon?
Move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
So? Stephanie.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
All right, 2 hours.